1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, I'll tell you, the election season is over. It is nonstop for our next guest. He never takes a break. He's the hardest working union president in the business, of course. And his name is Dan Levler from the state's largest independent union, of course, Suffolk County's as well, Mr. Dan Levler.
Good morning, Jay.
How are you, sir?
It's another fine day.
You really are the hardest working guy in the union business.
There's a tremendous amount to do. Just kind of digging into the backlog we inherited, things that we continue to try and advance. In addition to that, our membership is very diverse. So very simple things that... or on the surface, simple things have impacts all over the place. So if we try and make a change, or a department tries to make a change to someone sitting at a desk somewhere in that particular department, if we agree to that change, it has adverse effects to other departments. So we've got to constantly vet and poll and make sure that we've got all the information necessary to make just about every decision.
Incredible stuff. Let's go over the elections. Listen, recommendations and everything else. How did you fare with all the results? Still pending, though. You got a couple. You got the sheriff's race right now, Zacharys and Toulon Jr. You also have the 8th District, Picarillo and Lindsay battling it out there. 200 differential, 250 or so, 900 or so to be counted overall of the assessment.
So our choices this year were all made based on who would be in a position to be helpful and who could actually get things done to be helpful to the day-to-day lives of our members. And in helping our members with their day-to-day lives, their work lives, it helps the people of Suffolk County. So, you know, we had a responsibility to so many people to make good choices. And I'm very happy to say, and I don't know how often this happens in our history, almost down the line, the people that we've backed are the ones that we're in. Or are in, and we're still waiting, like you say, on the results for those other two races.
You know, I've always said, and I said this a million times, I thought this year was such an important year for Suffolk County. Non-federal year, we knew it. Now, you had these propositions, 1, yep. 2, and 3, yep. Constitutional Convention. Listen, it could have been devastating.
Yes.
We know that, especially for union folks.
Right.
You know, the thing is, people came out in droves. Now, I voted around 2:30 in the afternoon on that Tuesday. That high school was jam-packed.
Packed.
And
yep.
Thus, you had that turnout, but that was unbelievable.
We had our people stationed at a bunch of polling sites just taking in numbers, trying to figure out if you know, the voting pool was up or not. And early in the day, we saw those numbers were way up. And I think the big impetus for that was the Constitutional Convention, the fact that people were educated. And so we knew, you know, downstate, so to speak, Long Island in general, Nassau and Suffolk, they, you know, a lot of work went into educating people, getting lawn signs out there, putting the bumper stickers out there and everything, just letting people know, listen, this is a very bad idea. And so we were still, you know, kind of on the edge of our seat, so to speak, because you don't know what the rest of the state is going to do. But it seems like the messaging that went out, it attests to the power of unions and the responsibility that unions have to all the people, everyone in the state, to get that message out there and to do it the way we did in a very grassroots way was massively successful. 80-some-odd% voted no.
It was incredible. And really, the obvious choice, especially with the pensions as well, Prop 2, you know, those were two important ones. I think 2 was a given. 1 had no chance to go any other way. But, you know, it just kind of shows you that people are concerned when it hits them the most.
Yes.
You know, the fact that, you know, a lot of these individuals who do the basic things here on the island could have been affected and could have been swayed by those with deep pockets to go the other
yes.
way, you know, that could have been a terrible situation for
Absolutely.
Many. Thus, people had to vote no for that whole thing.
And you see that in a lot of things in life. If there's a deficit of information And nobody seems to care about the issue because of that deficit of information. Someone can come along with a couple of bucks and influence. So it really was incumbent on us. And when I say us, I mean all the unions. And I think the Suffolk County unions did a tremendous job towards making sure that the education was out there and that people understood all the various talking points. But it's necessary in instances where it could have a detrimental effect on people that we get out there with the information and take that counterstance point rather than just what's being sales pitched by the guys who can benefit financially from a change.
No question. Talking with Dan Loeffler, Vice President, Suffolk County Association of Municipal Employees. It is the county and the state's largest independent union. Listen, folks, we always say Suffolk works because they do. And I always add, do so quite well, underline that three times, even without a contract. Speaking of that, sir, so what is the latest?
We have been working. In order to make decisions, our team, our negotiating team, really needs to have all the data. They need to understand all the talking points. So we're getting to the bottom of certain costing items and understanding certain programs so that we can make an informed and fair decision on behalf of the members we represent. So as we're working this stuff out, we continue to talk and we have dates lined up for more discussion. But I think what it really comes down to is once we have this data, we're prepared to be able to say we know what position we're in, we know what position they're in, and we know what we can do for our members. So although I wish this process was maybe a little bit further along than it is now, I'd rather proceed slowly and fairly on behalf of our members than to just rush in.
Yeah, and of course, you know, healthcare, big issue for some. Do you find at this point in time, though, that the county executive is embracing this situation the right way? Because let's face it, it's a slow go here. You know, as an observer, you know, you'd like to see it kind of pick up. I can't for the life of me understand this. Do you feel is he embracing this completely here, Dan?
The sense that I get from the conversations we've had is that he takes very seriously our employees and our employees' well-being, but additionally he takes very seriously the financial situation he's in and what he feels his responsibility is to the taxpayers. So the days of plenty of government resources that could be spread around, additional hiring, you know, tax resources for new programs and whatever, those aren't the days we're in now. So he wants to approach this. My impression is he wants to approach this in a way that's fair to everybody. It's very important to me that he realizes what's fair to our employees.
Dan Loeffler here, of course. Hopefully something positive happens to be a great thing. How about a great Christmas present, please? To have this under the AME tree, an agreement in place. You know, these fine folks, and we say it all the time, you know, and there's a reason why the county works. You know, listen, these are your basic healthcare workers, construction workers. These are people who stay on the streets in inclement weather, a windy day like today. You'll see them helping kids in and around the school zones. You know, these are folks who get out there, and anybody who has a contractual situation, knowing that there isn't one, and to still go on the job and perform their everyday duties. Hey, look at me. I feel like the VP of AME.
Yeah.
But you know what? As an observer, you'd like to get something done.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do, especially when you have other situations, other unions solving their contract woes. You'd like to see this taken care of.
Now, you remember, all these services are essential services, the people of Suffolk County. Now, businesses, individuals, people just visiting, they all rely on these essential services. And most of the funding for these essential services comes out of a less than $100 a year tax burden.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
It really is. Now, speaking of that, what do you think of this whole thing? It was a big back and forth. I don't think it'll go through, but we keep an eye on it regarding this tax plan. You know, this would be absolutely devastation. Capital D, as far as New Yorkers are concerned. Listen, Lee Zeldin doing the right thing, Peter mm-hmm. King, Tom Suozzi, on and on and on. Both parties, there's no partisan stuff here, folks. You know, this is a terrible deal for Long Islanders And Dan, you hope everything comes out okay.
Well, certainly looks like a by design thing. When you see the areas that are going to get hit the hardest by the new tax plan, it certainly encompasses areas that weren't favorable. Now, you talk in terms of states. So New York State wasn't entirely in favor of this current administration, and there's some other states that weren't as well. And this tax plan seems to hit those states the hardest. We've seen this whole concept of trickle-down economics. You just give a bunch of money to the people on top, and then they'll have so much money that they'll just want to give it away to everyone else and give raises to their employees and start new ventures and everything else. But I don't think that's the motivation of people who earn big in that way. Because if their motivation was always to be the ones giving raises and growing the economy and everything else, they probably wouldn't have so much on hand. It's just a personal opinion. So I haven't found in my look back any time where this trickle-down economics theory actually worked for the guys in the position my workers are at. I think that this tax plan is going to be difficult for the people on Long Island that make less than $250,000, $300 a year.
No question, especially with a $10,000 cap, property taxes impossible. Both Nassau and Suffolk counties to explain in a positive way here. And hopefully Senate floor does the right thing. Remember, it goes back to a committee, House and Senate. You know, it takes a lot to really get a thing like this cemented. I don't think it has a snowball's chance by the end of the year. I really don't. I don't see it. Because there's too much in here right now, back and forth. People see the light, and you hope voices of King Zeldin Swazi and Company kind of really set the pace here.
Here's the hope, yeah.
You know, now let's just get back to the race. You know, I wanted to comment that did you embrace 3rd Legislative District and Rudy Sunderman? Was that one of your guys? Or
we
no?
did, we did, that and was that was biggie. That was a close race. Rudy did a lot. I think Josh did a lot as well. Kind of battling it out. But ultimately, the people resonated with Rudy's message. And Rudy and I have been in contact, and we were talking about moving forward, how we can get things done. I did have the discussion with him. One of the issues raised on the campaign trail by a number of legislators, but a recent conversation between him and I dealt with a red light camera program. Ooh. And just to clarify, that program in particular provides revenue that helps support the essential services our members provide. So if we talk about removing that program for any reason, there also has to be a discussion about filling that hole in the budget.
Keep in mind, you know, Suffolk already going through a deficit. That program bringing in over $30 million. I agree with you. At this point in time, it's not like the county's in the black here. Right. You know, we have to, you know, this county right now, it's got some issues. You know, if you start slicing and dicing that, what do? It's a replacement.
And there are some smart ideas out there on other ways to find the revenue. But it has to be something that can be enacted. So every time they try to find another revenue stream and it gets beaten down, the ability to back off of that program becomes more and more difficult. So that's something that we're monitoring and looking to find support on to help other revenue streams come in and replace what that program represents. Because I think in general, for the taxpayers, the administration, both sides of the aisle, everybody would like to walk away from the red light camera program. But it is an unfortunate necessity. And the argument on safety one way or the other also comes into play here.
No question. They got a $250,000 study. They'll look at things. I get it. I'm concerned a little bit about a AAA number as far as rear-end collisions being up a bit, 30% or so. I think they have to look at some of the key intersections here, make it a uniform situation. And if they tell me they have it fixed in that regard, I can live with it. But you know what? That's a lot of money it's bringing in. And this county right now, I mean, what do? You slice that out. Where do you pick up the $30 million and then some to plug these holes? Yep. It's a tough deal right
now. And you weigh that against the federal tax implications. And it is going to be a situation where the people who are just barely getting by now will not be able to afford. And so now you continue to bleed revenue out of, you know, a system that's already stressed.
A couple of minutes left. Dan Levler, of course, president of AM, East Suffolk County Association of Municipal Employees. So what is the mindset year-end here, 2017, not far away? It's the mindset. You make the rounds on a daily basis, you and the crew. I mean, what is the overall demeanor right now of membership?
Let me just say, we just had our annual convention, something we do to audit our internal procedures. It's a way to get together with all our delegates. We usually have about 130 people in the room. 3 long days, discussion from morning all the way into the night, and then we spend time with each other continuing to talk business, but outside of the formal setting of the meeting room. And I will say that a lot of people, and I would say almost the entire room, were very engaged. Very willing to discuss anything and everything that came to mind, which is very heartening to me, because I felt that a period of time people stopped looking at this union as their union, our members and our leadership. You know, when we talk about our delegates, our board of directors, our executive board, unit boards all over the place, the people that are trying to work on behalf of the whole started feeling less like a part of things. And now I get the sense from this past convention, some of the general membership meetings that we have, people are feeling like this is their union, that they have a voice, that they have a say, that they have the ability to speak their mind, point or counterpoint, be heard, and that issues will be discussed, keep things away from, you know, personal attacks and personality attacks. We talk about the issues on paper, and I would say I'm very happy with where we are now as opposed to where we were years ago.
Wow, that's incredible. That's fantastic stuff, because you know, now's the time to kind of come together. You know, it's all about the unity and everything else. Yeah. And memberships of big time unions who stick together like that, who don't, you know, if they don't splinter, so
right,
to speak.
And we've seen successes when we've come together on our behalf, on behalf of other people, even people that aren't our members per se. And we get together and we stand unified, we get results. And, you know, the biggest example of that, when we all got together and we all agreed that we had to educate the world on the Constitutional Convention, I mean, that message got out there and everybody did their part, you know, everybody.
And when something like that happens, as you running the show here to make sure everybody gets that message, it's got to make you feel good, too, knowing that everybody is in unison, and this could have been devastating.
I'm very proud of what they did. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic stuff. Dan Leveler, minute or two left. Danny, so what do we look forward to now the rest of the year within the confines of AME? Anything big on the docket coming up as we get towards December?
So, you know, obviously we have negotiations going on, but business doesn't stop, and there are issues that crop up that need to be resolved, and so we're working on finding resolutions to common problems across all departments, and I think we're making headway there, and just continuing to identify different avenues that we can improve our operation and increase engagement.
Now, please tell me, you got Thanksgiving coming up in 6 days. Please tell me that Leveler takes a timeout, has some turkey, a couple of, you know, some yams and mashed potatoes with the gravy and the corn and everything else. Please tell me Leveler takes a break, has the food, heads to the couch, watches 3 football games, kicks back, and takes a little bit of a break on Thanksgiving Day. Please tell me something like that occurred.
You got me on that one, Jay. I think the last time we spoke about some downtime, I mentioned a movie that I went to see and ended up falling asleep.
Was it Thor Ragnarok?
No, it wasn't. It was Star Wars, Rogue One.
Hey, there you go! Another one of my snooze fest cinema pictures.
As soon as the lights went down.
It's like Sir Somonex to me, that thing. Unbelievable. I'm with you, man.
But I can't take another
Chewbacca, and you know, I can't take it.
I got nieces. I got a nephew. I haven't seen the family in so long. I have to just get over and touch base and visit with them and just spend a couple of days. So, yeah, I will have some downtime. Phone's on. Email's working. Everything else.
Do me a favor. I want the phone off next Thursday. Please, I'm taking the phone and
turn it
off.
Can't do it.
Please.
So... But listen, I've got great people in the office.
You do.
And I really, I can't do what I do without what they do.
You got a great crew.
Everybody is in the heavy lift mode right now, and so everything will be, you know, handled and on top of.
Fantastic stuff. Dan Levler, Suffolk County Association of Municipal Employees. Suffolk Works, because they do so quite well, folks, even without a contract. Remember, what you miss here in the AM, you catch in the PM. Dan, a part of that as well. That's right, LI in the PM, sponsored by the great Suffolk County Association of Municipal Employees. 6 to 7 o'clock Monday through Friday on the replay. Always great seeing you. Fantastic holiday, you and yours. And all the fine folks over there.
Absolutely.
Within membership.